Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Some people describe it as a switch. If it's off, then you're friends forever and that's it. If it's on, and it's a romantic forever and that's it. There can be people who were attracted to you and you can be friends instead. To me, it's like more so a choice. I just think that there are so many people in the world that you could fall in love with. And it's kind of like, who do you choose to be with?
You ever had a guy confess to you? That man just worked up the years of torment to finally be like, ah. I mean,
sometimes girls have rebounds.
I thought I had a chance.
Where'd this other guy pop out of?
You just got out of something? Now you're on the phone with a guy from Korea? What the f***? I was too far down the wait list. Anyways, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Down Bad Show. Hey, we're going to EDC in like 2 days.
So excited.
And you know what? What sucks is that you have a Ray Bay and I don't. So I'm a third wheel, y'all. And then, you know, I'm going to be the best third wheel ever.
No, just get in between us. Be like the meat of the sandwich.
No, I will. Okay. I will. Best believe.
Have you gone to a rave with a bae?
I mean, I went last year with my ex, but it was a bad time. We talked about this,
Yeah. What about before, though? Like, you have a...
No, last EDC was my first one. What about other raves? Redo.
Just other raves in general. Not a big raver, right?
Not really. I've been to like random ones here and there, but I just kind of go and then it's like with some random friends. It's never like a whole thing.
Oh shit, this is about to be like intense for you. Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna be doing because I'm with the group now. Now mind you, the group got some. I was like,
This is true.
You know, there's some slides in there. But granted, this is a group, so I don't even know how I would, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've known way too many like best friends, like male, female best friends that have ended up f***ing.
Have you ever had a passing thought with me?
Yeah, and I told you. I told you when I had the passing thought, I told you immediately. Because I'm a very communicative person. Yeah. But this was when I was in my situationship, remember? And while I was in that situationship, I was very like, I want to explore things. It was like when I was asking you about like parties and all this stuff, right? And I was like, I've never had a threesome. I've never had a foursome. And I was like, who could I have these things with? And so I was like, oh, wait a minute. You know?
This is a guy right in front of you.
I'm hanging out with Jimmy. I have a guy. Jimmy is a girl at the time. And then I'm like, that's four people.
That's four.
And so in my head, the math was mathing. And I texted you about this. I literally, as soon as I had that thought, I was like, Jimmy, would you ever have a four with me?
Do you remember this? I shut that down immediately.
You know, you thought about it for a second. And then you're like, I think we're too close.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And then that was the only time it's ever come up. But I've never thought about just me and you fucking.
Yeah.
It was only in that context. And then and then you told me about that situation where you had with your friend where you guys just and that,
oh man,
that's something I'm like, huh,
yeah we're friends. Wow, that was a crazy night, huh? That was a wild night. We were just playing card games. You play, okay, the combination is hot seat and dare and double dare. We have a friend, I'm not gonna say who it is, but she does dare and double dare, and she does the most like insane, like raunchy dares. And then you know, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to put, right? But then the great thing, she would dare the girls to do it, right? And if the girls don't do it, she takes the lead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then the girls almost feel like comfortable and inspired in that moment.
Wow.
Oh shit, she's gonna like lick his nipple right in front of us. I guess so.
Wow.
Yeah, but you also,
she's a queen.
No. See, when you play a game like that, you also gotta have like people that are kind of attracted to each other. Like you already kind of know that, like, they have a, you know, they right. might be into each other. Right. You can't pick the, this sucks to say, but you can't pick like the white knight guys.
What are white knight guys?
The white knights. The white knights are just the super nice guys that are like, yes, my queen, to anything. That will go on boba dates and shopping dates with her. And the girl just uses him for like free housing and free food. But like, you know, like the comfort guy, right? You can't bring that guy to a game like that. Because the girl is probably intensely unattracted by homeboy right there. That's the guy that's never getting out the friend zone.
Okay, interesting. I think there are a lot of concepts here that I don't know if I agree with. But one, white knight guy just sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah. Like it just, that woman like almost step on and take advantage of.
But that's more on the woman, I think, than it is the guy. Because
my
boyfriend not like does my boyfriend not take me out on boba dates and like buy me things and like
sure,
all this
sure,
stuff?
Sure, sure, sure. That's like. You know, that's one of the toppings, right? Mm-hmm. But the core foundation is he's still like a man. Like, you know, he could still both be romantic and also have, I don't know, masculine things that makes him attractive and confidence, assertiveness, you know, all those qualities. Right. To the point, though, in a setting like that, you want selective guys and girls that you have a feeling that they're attractive. And this is almost a game you want to play in a spot like EDC, right? Because there might be some, you know, some unresolved tension in the air, and all it takes is a little card game or a little, like, dare or double dare. It just takes a little a nudging from the group to, you know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you're saying we should do this EDC?
Well, who's single at EDC? Maybe Eric.
Interesting. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know if the group has to be that selective. Like,
the game is called Dare or Double Dare.
Sure. But I'm saying, yeah. I just feel like this will work with any group if people are just attractive enough. Nope. Like,
they can't radiate white knight energy.
I don't know what the I feel like you're making up words,
no,
Jimmy.
No. Okay. You think? Well, you
give me a okay. Is there a person we know that's like white knight?
Let's see.
Because I'm just telling you, like, I feel like I fuck men that are like white knights, or you're a definition of it.
So you're different. You're very different. You put in that scenario. You gonna give him some pussy just off of pity.
It's not pity. It's just like when a guy is sweet,
right.
I get horny. I'm like, damn, he's so sweet to me. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Rose, you're like a special summon. Most girls, it's a Yu-Gi-Oh term. Most girls are a normal summon. You are a special summon. You are a ritual summon. You need special cards.
I don't know. Guys that are just too confident, like, scare me. Yep. I just feel like they're gonna play me. I just feel like, right, if they like are too confident, if they seem like they have too much riz, I get turned off.
Well,
I'm just like you ran through.
Yeah.
You're like then, talking to like 10 other women.
No, but then there's also nerds that are also confident that I, you know, take. You know my boy Elliot Choi?
Mm-hmm.
He almost radiates that like kind of nerdy, but he's also like, I know he's like ambitious.
Mm.
You know, he radiates certain like assertiveness
right.
to what he's doing, and that's attractive.
Right.
But on the outside and just the way he moves, it's a little goofy and nerdy.
See, but I would fuck Elliot.
Okay. All right, Elliot. Like, yo, if he ever gets out of that, yeah, you know.
Like, I don't understand. I'm just, yeah, he's a nerdy Asian boy. He looks cute.
Yeah.
He's like, he talks, he like, he does his own. My
head fire. I don't know. He just, sometimes.
That's so cute. Okay.
He does like the most random
shit. No, but what I'm saying is I think it's just like, as long as you're attractive.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to fuck you. I disagree. No, come on. Like. Like, you could have zero game.
No.
Really?
No. Okay. You would f*** him.
Okay.
Now that we're in the thick of summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful, nutritious, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track to reach your goals. If you're like me and you're too busy with summer plans to cook, but you want to make sure you're eating well, with Factor, skip the extra trip to your grocery store, chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutrition quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. All you have to do is just heat up the meal and then enjoy and get back outside and soak up in the summer warm weather. Too busy running around the day to keep thinking about lunch? Keep your energy up with lunch-to-go effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. And if you're looking for calorie-conscious options this summer, try delicious, dietarian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Or if you need an extra boost in wellness, try our Protein Plus meals with at least 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Or you can round out your meals and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 different add-ons, including breakfast items like delicious apple cinnamon pancakes or bacon and egg breakfast skillet. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like our cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of the delivery emissions, source 100% renewable energies, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in all our meals. This July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meal. Enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered straight to your door, ready in 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com and use code DOWNBADSHOW50 to get 50% off. That's DOWNBADSHOW50 at factormeals.com/DOWNBADSHOW50 to get 50% off.
No. Okay. You would f*** him.
Okay.
A lot of girls would not.
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, I might give you an ick, but I might give another girl a turn on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just feel like there are more women like me out there, though. I'm not the only woman that has, you know.
Do you have any friends that are like you?
Listen, guys, this is like K, like the whole K drama is literally this premise. It's like some like dorky guy. Mm-hmm. Like, have you, like, Startup, for example? It's like this dorky, nerdy guy, or like Dream High. It's like some like country bumpkin. He like doesn't know how to talk. Mm. And like falls in love with the main girl, and he's just like a simp for her the whole time, and everyone is in love with him.
Okay, everybody's in love with him. Does he get the girl?
Yeah, that's how they work.
Okay, that's a fictional movie, fictional depiction.
No, but I'm saying movies like that are popular because it's playing on something that a lot of people want, right?
No, it's playing on like, I don't know, like a woman's fantasy almost. Of course I want a guy to sent for me. But you also know what I'm talking about, right? I promise you have a lot of girlfriends that are just like, yeah, you know, I have, he's like my lunch buddy. You know, oh, he, like, I go to the city, he's going to house me.
Okay.
And I know he wants to fuck me. But no, I'm just.
Okay, every person has friends like that. Like, I actually hate, I don't know, like, friend zone talk is interesting to me because I'm like, uh-oh, we all have friends.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're my friend, I'm your friend.
Mm-hmm.
We're friend zoned, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like you do nice things for me. Like, you buy me gifts.
No, I'm
and it's not like you're a fucking white knight or whatever.
No. This is on an equal playing field.
Okay.
There are guys and girls where the guy, you look at the girl and you're like, yeah, that's a baddie. That's a bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you have the guy, you know, a little bit less fortunate with his lifestyle.
Interesting.
And you just know that he is like, of course you could stay over, but you know he has, deep down, he has a crush on her. You know deep down, if he would,
or if she let him, he's going to.
Right.
Or is a better way to put it. Like,
right. I mean, but that's kind of like, maybe that's like people using people now. But I just I don't know if I believe that it's gender specific, because I think there are also women, like, yeah, like male and female friendships where it's like guy's really attractive, girl's not so hot. She's in love with him. It's like, and it's one sided, and she does a ton of stuff for him that he keeps her around for that reason. Like, I think that dynamic works both ways. And those are just like toxic friendships. Right. but like, because I'm just like, every guy in my life, like every close male friend I have, like, yeah, they would let me sleep at their place. Like, if I let you sleep at my place when you didn't have a place to sleep. And it's not like, you know, it's not some weird like, oh, I'm trying to hit or he's trying to hit or like.
Yeah, well first of all, I already had someone that I'm hitting.
Yeah, and I just, okay.
Now, if I was clear of all women in my life, and I had nobody to turn to, and you were single. Rosie, what are you doing tonight? But, you know, what?
No, go on.
Right? And, okay, this goes back to, like, you know, OnlyFans. And, you know, girls having a bunch of guys that pay for her stuff, that pay for her. It's the same idea. But the OnlyFans is just remote white knights.
this is so different to me, because OnlyFans, like, that's a service, right? That's like, I'm selling you nudes and you jerk off to them in return for money. It's an exchange of goods and services.
Sometimes it's not always nudes. Sometimes it's just company. Sometimes it's just like, oh, how you doing, babe?
Sure, but whatever. But it's clear that there's payment and an exchange of goods and services, right? Mm-hmm. But like, what you're talking about is like, to me, that's just friendship. Like,
oh no, see, you have to hold on. So no.
Like no. Like, do you think there are, like, can friends be out of friends leagues? Like, oh, you guys can't be friends because this girl's too pretty and he's not. Like,
no. I think, like, by all means, there's people that are obviously out of people's leagues. You look at both of them like, damn, you need some more work on yourself. She's bad. You need to work on yourself a little bit. You probably need, like, maybe like a 90-day transformation. Or look, if you're happy the way you are, that's fine, right?
Right.
But yo, like, if you want to get her.
But maybe he doesn't. Maybe they're both just friends that like each other as friends.
As company. And you're saying like said guy has no attraction. No, that's.
Well, I don't know these guys, but listen, I actually think if you're being friends with a woman because you want to fuck her and you hope that she fucks you eventually, then you're not being the real friend.
No. Some guys.
I think he's being the bad friend.
Oh, that he hopes that she fucks him one day.
Yeah, because that's the only reason he's staying around and being her friend, right?
No, I don't even think it's that. I feel like for some guys, they don't even hope that she, like that's not even in his reality. I think he's just waiting around for maybe like in 10 years. She will settle down with him.
That's great. See, and this whole conversation, I'm like, listen, I believe that there are men that think that way.
Mm-hmm.
And now that makes me like feel like I don't know if I can trust male and female friendships again. Because what if I have male friends and they're only friends with me because 10 years down the line, they hope I settle down with them.
Yep.
And I just, this whole time, I just thought they were a good friend.
You ever had a guy confess to you? The same idea. That man just worked up the years of torment to finally be like,
okay, guys, like, why do you do that to yourself? Like, if you're, like, friends with someone and all you do is give, and they're not a good friend to you, and you just want to be with them someday, and you watch them go fuck other, like, why are you doing this to yourself? I don't understand.
Well, don't tell them that their crush is going out fucking other guys. Even though they are. They are. Your crush is getting raped.
Listen, if you have a crush on someone and you want it to be romantic, then like confess to them, like, right, like grow some balls, confess to them, and if they reject you, then
the fuck, don't ever confess.
But it's like, why keep people in your life, and it's like one-sided, causing you misery? Yeah, yeah.
I don't think sometimes it's not misery. It's just like super repressed feelings, like feelings that you just know she's not gonna reciprocate, and you just bury that bitch.
Because you'd rather
10 feet under.
Because you'd rather still have her in your life and
yes,
be friends with
yes,
her.
Yes, yes. But those feelings are just in a coffin. It exists, but he's just like, there's no way. There's no hope. There is no hope for me.
Have you been in a friendship like
that? Oh my God. Are we about to unpack some shit?
Oh my God.
I mean, it's not just, it's like a lot of the friends that I had back in high school, they were in stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. And man, you know when those feelings come out? When they're around their boys. Yeah. And we sit in a circle. Not a circle. We sit in like in Taco Bell or some shit. And we just start venting to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, damn. I don't know when I'm going to confess. Maybe this year. Maybe sometime, maybe right before prom. Maybe that's a good time.
That's, again, I don't know. Unrequited love, though, is gender neutral. Like, I've had guy friends that I was in love with and then I got over, you know?
But, you know, I have a newfound perspective on reciprocated love. Mm-hmm. I feel like now, if I was to, like, first of all, ain't nobody confessing anymore, all right? I might be like, hey, I think you're attractive. I want to take you on a date, da da da. Right? But if she's like, no, I just see you as a friend, I'm like, huh. Let me sit with that real quick. I still like you though, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let it be known I still like you. Before, I would repress that emotion. Now I would still like live freely with that emotion. Does that make sense? Like, yo, yeah, yeah. I still like you though. Just right. Know that.
So then do you stay friends with her or do you where does that go?
That's a good question. Do you still want to be friends knowing that I like you? Like, I'll give her the option.
That's interesting.
Right? And she wants me around. Hey, just know that I'm looking at you a little different.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And now she has the option to be like, no, maybe we shouldn't.
Right.
And then I respect that. Cool.
Right. You know? Yeah, I also do feel, though, that like on
but that's not a repressed emotion anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's good. That's healthy. And I think it also, like now the ball is in her court. Yeah. You know, or his court. And I think it is their responsibility to like honestly, if that happened with me, like I'm not going to be friends with someone that I know likes me and is in love with me. Like that's fucked up on my part because I'm in a way I know I'm stringing them along.
Yeah.
Like I would only be friends with you if I believe that you like don't have those feelings anymore.
Right.
Right. Like maybe you did once upon a time and then you got over it and now we can be friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, that honestly, that reminds me of like, how John asked me out too, because like the very first time we met and he like slid in my DMs, like it was romantic. He was like, I'm gonna be honest, I've had an internet crush on you for a while. I want to take you on a date. Because he told me this after too, but he was like, I did not want to be in the friend zone. Like I did not want this to be platonic. Like I wanted it to be romantic from the onset. Because I don't know. I feel like I disagree with him on some of this stuff because how do I explain this? It's like, I don't know, like romance and friendship is like kind of fluid to me instead of like a switch.
Fluid. Okay.
Like I think like, oh, how do I explain this?
Well, the whole sexuality is fluid.
Like, so, no, like I think it's not like, oh,
sometimes
someone
we could
is
fuck a little bit. Sometimes we don't have to fuck a little.
it's like, I think so many people are like, the whole concept of like friend zones or like whatever, it's just like you're friends with people, you're not sexually attracted to them, and sometimes that changes. Like like, I know so many couples that like were friends first, right? And then like, oh, one day I just like found him attractive. Hmm. And like they've been compatible. They have all this like.
I wonder what makes that happen? Is it just like one late night? You guys are just having a late night talk. And then he's like, yeah, just put your head on my shoulder. I'm like,
I think all the stories I've heard, usually substance is involved. So like one wine night, we're like two wine glasses down. We just looked at each other and then we just started kissing. Or like, yeah, suddenly he looked kind of cute. And it's always and then drinks. And then once you do the thing, you're like, oh wow, like yeah, that was good. And it's like, oh shit. But right, but I don't think it's like a switch. I think for some people like describe it as a switch where it's like, oh, if it's off, then you're friends forever and that's it. Or like if it's on and it's like romantic forever and that's it. But I think it's like, right, like there can be people who were attracted to you and you can be friends instead. Like to me, it's like more so a choice, right? It's like actively like, no, like, yeah, I could be attracted to this person. Like I think this is my belief with love. I just think that there are so many people in the world that you could fall in love with. Mm. And it's kind of like, who do you choose to be with, right? Mm. Does that make sense? Mm. Like, this might seem weird, but it's like, yeah, I feel like if there's someone that I find attractive enough and like we can be friends, we're compatible, like I could choose to be with them. Like I could probably like, yeah, like get some drinks going, like kiss, like see where it goes. And like you could probably end up dating if you really wanted it, right? Mm. Does that make sense?
Now, do you think like chemistry creates like attraction?
Well, how do you define chemistry?
Like just, you know, just two people's energy and vibe and you know, chemistry. It's just like the way she talks feeds off of the way you talk really nicely, and it's almost like this, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have chemistry with a guy, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that makes him more attractive?
I think so. I think, okay, this is something.
Because I'll say this, like I have chemistry with girlfriends that I'm not attracted to, and it doesn't, like the chemistry doesn't make me wanna.
Well, wait. So you have chemistry and you find them attractive?
No. I have chemistry. Physically, I don't find them attractive.
Well, that's the thing. So this is what I learned in psychology, but there's like a definition of consummate love, and it's a triangle. So it's basically like
three things. Yo, people gotta start clipping her little article, man. Like I feel like these are the gems that needs to go out to the world.
Okay. So there are three things that go into what makes love, right? One is like physical attraction.
Yeah.
Two is compatibility, or like you said, chemistry. And three is choice. So you have to have all three in order to like love someone and be with someone, right?
What's
so
choice?
Choice is like, oh yeah, I want to date you and I want to resolve conflict with you and I want to make this work together, right? Like I want to be with you. And so, yeah, so you can have people that you have a lot of chemistry with, right? Like we have a lot of chemistry, but if there's no physical attraction there, then you're not going to like be romantically in love with each other. You use your friends, right? Yeah, yeah. And then if there are people that you are physically attracted to, but maybe you hate as a person. Yeah. And then that's where you end up like fuck buddies, like friends with benefits. Like, yeah, that guy's hate that guy, but it's good sex, good dick, whatever. But yeah, you're not in love. Like that's lust world. When you have both of these things, sometimes like you can be friends. Like you might have friends that you're physically attracted to and you're also like, they're really cool. We get along. But you're just like, but I only want to be friends with this person. Like this person's my friend. And that's the choice part of it, right?
Yeah.
But if you ever, you know, for whatever, change your mind, like, oh, we're both single now. And like, hey, I want to see if this works. And you're like, you know, I want to try with this person.
Yeah.
Then boom, like now you can be in love with that person. Like I think a lot of love is like a little more active than we think sometimes. Because it's like there are, yeah, like, right?
It's
like
a lot of things. There's a lot of more moving factors than
right, because it's think. It's just like, yeah, like, for example, when I was in a relationship, I had a bunch of friends where I, like, didn't think of that way at all. Because, like, that choice part was just turned off. I'm just like, I don't, like, you guys are all friends. But when I became single, all of a sudden, there are certain friends, like, that I've been friends with forever texting me. And then I was kind of like, whoa, like, he's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like him as a person. Like, should I explore this route?
Right.
And then when I was in that world, I could start, like, I almost could feel myself, like, start to crush on them as I started texting them, right? Yeah. And then when I was like, no, like, I just want to be friends. I don't want to ruin this friendship. then like boom, like I, now they're not, now I'm like, now I stop crushing.
That's the wait list. After, you know, you post a little, like a super cute selfie, right? Mm. And then you're like, damn, she look good. Mm. Click on her profile. Oh, wait, what's the pictures with her mans? Mm. Oh, he's not here anymore. Ha ha. Oh, my God. Time to come off the wait list. That's usually how that goes down. Yeah. Yeah, time to invite her to the function. Oh yeah, that's right. That's how it goes.
This is why I hate. This is why I hate. Like, yeah, when I have male friends that I feel like are only getting friendly now that I'm single, I'm like, I don't trust. You should have been friends with me.
No. See.
Even without the factor.
No. See, this you just have to understand guys for a little bit. Those guys were on the wait list. Right, and you just have to understand that, like, hey, buddy, some of those guys, you know, they're not even deserving to. But some guys, you're like, wait a second. So you can't blame all guys on the wait list as like dudes, because some of those guys on the wait list, you're actually like, huh, maybe.
I mean, I just don't. Okay, the concept of this wait list is weird because again, it makes me feel like. They were only friends with me to wait around for the chance to fuck.
No. Not only. All right. It just so happened.
Right.
It's very casual. It's very casual.
Right. But that's what I mean in the world of like where it's like fluid, where it's like they were friends and they were genuine. Like they cared about me as a person. Yeah. And then, oh, I'm single now. And then it's like, oh, wait. You know, I do find her attractive. Maybe there's a world. But like they're not only friends with me for that world.
No. That's not the only reason why they're friends. It's just like you're also bad. Come on, like, and then right when you got out of a relationship, you get badder.
This is true.
Right, you start posting pictures that are a little bit like.
This is true.
Oh, you definitely single now. Oh, it's the summertime. Oh, it's hot girl summer. Oh, she about to have a hot girl summer.
This is true. Man. Sometimes, yeah, I have seen a friend post a picture and then I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And then I'm not going to lie. There are some girls that are just, you know, like once in a blue moon type of thing where she is super bad. Mm. Right. And those girls, you know, those are the relationship type of girls. And when they get out of a relationship, oh. Those girls, you almost got to give her some time to heal a little bit. You know, that's when you go in like, oh, you want to go to the gym, right? Oh, you want to go for a walk? You know, don't slide in with the, hey, what you doing? Let's grab some dinner. Nah, those girls are healing. Buy her a book.
This is interesting. This makes me think of another question. Do you think people that are like extremely attractive are like never single, like they always get taken up by the, you know, like market demand. They're just
those people. You almost have to that's a long wait list. First of all, it's a long wait list. Those are the special releases that come once in every decade. But yeah, they're a little bit more rare.
So then, can you give her time to heal, or you gotta?
No, sometimes those, this is fucked up. But sometimes you gotta plant the seed while they still, they on the downward spiral. Mm. Of the relationship. Oh, you're like, oh no, you guys. Mm. Oh, you guys are having fights every week. Oh my, that's.
Oh my God.
That's terrible. That's terrible. I'd hate to see that.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. Oh. I don't fucking know this guy. Oh, yeah, fucking. But it's game time. Mm.
Yeah, I think timing is really interesting.
Yeah.
Timing is interesting.
Timing is so, so interesting. Because timing is sometimes if you time it perfectly, right? That's when you could actually get the girl. But sometimes girls, like, they have rebounds. Like, I thought I had a chance. Wait, yo, where'd this other guy pop out of? Hold on. You just got out of something? Now you're on the phone with a guy from Korea? What the fuck? Huh? No. I was too far down the wait list. You know, there's guys that's talking to them, like, while they're still in a relationship, right? Those are the guys that are, like, number one on the wait list. Wow. And they're, like, shoving dudes to the back. They're cutting the lines. I'm like, hold on.
That's interesting. Oh. I see. Here's my thing. I don't feel like I have a wait list that I know of. Like,
you might not know that wait list. The other guys might not know who's on the wait list, but they know they on the list.
Cause, but here's the thing. When I got out of my relationship,
yeah,
guys just started appearing, and then for me, it was almost like in the order that they appeared that I was like, all right, like, you know, I'll see you now.
And then, the order of how they appear, right?
Yeah, like if I'm at a party and I'm a little drunk and you come up to me and you're like, you know,
hey, how's the love life been?
And then you take me back home, like,
whoa, yo, you skipping mad steps. What the fuck? I see you at a party, take me back home.
No,
foreplay. No, hold on. We hang out
the entire party, and then
hey, how's the love life been?
Oh, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
What? Oh no, that's terrible. How you feeling right now?
I'm like, y'all are so fucked. No, I'm like fine. It was really mutual. I think it's good for both of us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. It sounds like it's a healthy breakup.
Yeah.
Oh. No. It's not the how are you. It's the, let's play some beer pong.
Oh yeah, you know? I love beer pong. Oh,
fuck yeah. Yeah. Look, take a shot to closing chapters and open up new ones.
That's crazy. Dude, here's the thing. That actually reminds me of one of the hookups I had after my breakup. But I was like, see, this is why now I used to be super trusting with like guys in my friendships, but now I have a little voice in the back of my head that's like, is he here for good reason? Yeah, because what happened was, right, I have my close friends on Instagram, right? Yep. Where I have like, you know this, but I only add the 69 people that I'm closest to on that list.
Right. Oh, you got to start questioning those 69.
And then I'm super like vulnerable on there. Like when I'm depressed, you know I'm depressed. Yep. Like, right? And then one night I was just feeling really, I'm just like, damn, I feel so like lonely and like unattractive. And like, I really wish I had somebody. And this guy on my close friends replies, and he's like, you know, it's a kind of friend. Like, he's like, oh, you're like so attractive. You know, like any guy would be lucky to like hold you kind of thing. And then we start texting a little bit. Then next thing you know, he's at my place.
Oh, he knew what he was doing. Yeah, he saw lonely and vulnerable. He said.
And then I had to remove that guy from my close friend so fast. I was like, you cannot be here. You are not a close friend, sir. You cannot be here.
I've been feeling kind of lonely too.
Oh my god.
You know, how about, you know, let's just spend the night together. I've been, right?
But yeah, I don't know. About the thing about timing though is like, right, as soon as I cut off my situationship, and then I was kind of like, huh. You know, I have emotional space again. Like, boom, John came in. He smelled something and he was there and he was the first person there.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had like a guy friend that was trying to break you guys up when like you're venting to him about your relationship? Like, yeah, my man, like my boyfriend doesn't treat me right. He just, you know. He's not taking me out on dates anymore. He just doesn't care anymore as much as he used to. Mm. Like, I'm going out to parties. He's not even texting me. Mm.
Right? I don't think I've ever had a guy friend that has been like, oh, you guys should break up. Or he's not good for you. Like,
it's not even that. It's so subtle, too. It's just like, you think somebody should do it. You know, you think it's the bare minimum, you know? He's almost like working with you towards the breakup. Like, it's not like, oh no, it shouldn't be that obvious. Mm. Let me not make it that. Oh yeah, girl, fucking dump him. No, it's like, oh, let's work with you a little bit here. Mm. Oh, that's interesting. Texting is the bare minimum. How many? No. He'll ask questions like, oh, how many? Like how long will you go without texting you?
I don't know. Sometimes like a day.
A day? Okay, that's a little outrageous.
No, I agree with you. Agree with you.
You know, like,
No, we are.
Okay, huh? Like this? Okay, so like a day, like a 24, like he doesn't text you until the next day.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get you.
No, it's kind of fucked, isn't it? Like, it's not that hard. How does he go a single day just without, like, thinking about me or, like, opening up my messages?
No, that's what I'm saying.
And he's, like, on, I don't know, he's, like, on Instagram.
You know, like, he's on his phone. Like, he's on social media, he's on his phone. So it's, like, if he's not texting you, like, what is he doing? You know?
See, I don't know. I just feel like I have these conversations with my female friends.
Ah, you don't have one with your guy friends?
Like, I don't know. I vent to guy friends about stuff, but they don't really go... Like,
ask these questions. These thought-provoking questions.
They're just kind of like...
Oh, man, but I'm telling you, the ones that do are fucking. Y'all boys fucking. Y'all boys.
That's an early cue. Nah, that's great. That's crazy. That's good. Y'all are crazy.
Oh,
I
man.
I guess I have good guy friends then, because sometimes they're like Rosie, you're the problem. They got the pussy on
pre-order.
They're like, Rosie, you're the
they
problem.
They got the pussy on.
They're like, he's a good man. Like, have you, they'll say it's productive things. Like, have you told him this? Like, have you talked to him? Like, you should talk to him. He's supportive. He's going to hear you out. Go talk to him. Yeah. Like, those are my guy friends. But I feel like I'm the friend that's like the breakup friend. Like, every time a girlfriend complains to me about her partner, I'm like, dump him. The fuck? I'm like, break up now. I'm like, he doesn't trust you, break up. He didn't take you out on dates, break up. Like, you just, I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, I have no patience
for
girls being in like bad relationships. I'm constantly in their ear. I'm like, break up, break up, break up. I'll be like, I'll hook you up with someone. Like, trust me. I have the wait list for them. I'm like, here are all my single male friends. Which one do you want? Like, break up and I'll set you up on a date. Break up. That's me.
Quite hypocritical.
What? No, I genuinely want my friends to do better, and I think the guys that they're with are always trash.
Yet you can't do better. Back when in your little situationship,
That's not true. Drag that shit on for two months. You knew the whole time. I kept saying, dude, I deserve better. I was saying it to myself.
Yeah, you still going back.
And I just couldn't get, I was attached. Okay, what can I say? I was attached. Sometimes people get attached and they know that they can do better and they know they deserve better and they can't leave. It happens sometimes. But I did it. It only took 4 months. I did it.
It only took 4 months. 4 months. You knew like by the second week. You're like, I tried.
You have to understand. I tried too. I would be like, I feel like we should stop seeing each other. And then this man is at my place. Like, what am I supposed to do? Not open my legs? That's just not...
Maybe. Maybe. You know, it's not that hard to just... Not, what is he doing? Just...
No,
peeling
I just...
your legs open? Maybe.
Maybe. No, it's like you know, like it's just the way he looks at me, and then they.
The way he looks, how do you even get to look at you? How do you get to your place? He just teleports? No, like it's a little bit of like, come over.
No, I will literally be like, don't come over, and then he'll be like, I'm coming over, and then but I'm not like if he comes, I don't keep him locked out. Like I'll open the door. And he knows that I'll open the door.
But
that's
when
the
you
thing.
Open the door, is it like? Oh, it's been a week.
No, I felt like I was, I don't know. I just remember like sometimes I'd be a little mean to him. I'd be like, okay, well, you're here, but you can't like sit on the chair and like, I'm going to clean my room. Do you want to help me clean my room?
Okay.
And then he'll actually he'll be cooperative. He'll like help me clean.
What was he supposed to? He's not a villain. Of course he's gonna like clean. And, like that's the
right. And then I start feeling tender. Then I start feeling like, oh, he's like he's being sweet.
He's picking up the trash.
Yeah, he's aww. Like, you know, he's like he brought me food. I don't know, you know, things like that. And then I'm like, ah. And then you know, then it opens.
Yeah.
It's like a flower blooming. Like you water the flower, right. She opens.
Exactly. So was it that bad?
I'm just saying.
It really wasn't that bad. You got to stop telling your homegirls to just break up. They are in like semi-good situations.
But I don't believe in semi-good. I think it should be all the way good.
No. I like semi-good sometimes.
You're crazy.
And you know, I'll be living in the semi-good.
Oh my God. But have you been in an all the way good? Only huh? good.
Yeah, and then I'm like, ooh, all these feelings. Oh no, I'm like neglecting work, friends, and I love you.
You're just being a pussy, Jimmy. You got
it.
I can't. I love love, dude. I love being in the all good. I love being like, you know, yeah, I'm going to Canada. I'm going to see his family this summer.
Yeah.
We're going to get married. We're going to move in together.
Wow.
I'm there.
Meanwhile, he's scared. He's shook. He wishes.
It's his idea.
He yearns for the days when you were just coming over and semi-yelling at him to pick up the trash. But there are some guys that like to live in that.
That's true. And I mean, women too, sure. But like,
yeah.
I hate the semi space. And I think really? Long term.
Why though? Like,
no, it just doesn't. Listen, I'm like an all or nothing person, right? Like, I'm go big or go home. Like, if I'm going to be single, I want to be single and I want to have the freedom and I want to like not worry about another person. I want to do whatever I want. And if I'm in a relationship, then I really want like our lives to, you know, like, be congruent. Okay,
but
and like,
didn't you say you were the one that told me, right? You were the one that told me, maybe it would be nice to be single for a little bit and just like, you know, just have the my freedom to like pursue X, Y, and Z, right? And have my time with like a nice fuck buddy situation. You get that. You get him on the weeknights, on the weekends.
Yeah, but that's not right. That's what I thought, and that's why I got into it.
Yeah.
But then that's not how it worked for me because I learned a lot about myself. I was like, I'm not a you're only weekends girl. Like once I start liking a guy, I want to see him every day. I was making time for him all the time. I was like moving meetings around to like be able to see him. I was
hold on. So maybe you need to move some things around in your head.
No, but
and move some emotions around. Just like, yeah, like yes, this guy is fulfilling my certain needs. Just because he's bringing me food does not mean I like him. You need to separate the emotion from the fucking. Or is that just impossible for women?
I don't think that. I think there are women that can do it, but not me. I could not do it. I was just like, I'm getting attached.
No. I think, do it. See, it's a limiting belief. Do you think it could be a limiting belief?
No, because I've had other friends with benefits too. And by the end of it, I always started catching feelings. But I was always lucky because it's usually a summer fling. So I'm like, I'm in New York City for the summer. And then boom, I leave. So I literally am away from you now. We can't see each other anymore. Uh-huh. But like even then, I start catching feelings. And sometimes it's like, I don't know. It's like an ugly dude that's not my type at all. Damn. But because we're being so intimate, we're seeing each other all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's not that crazy that you start catching feelings and then wanting to be with them. But that's how I operate. I just want to love, right? Like I love love. I love being in love.
What if in the beginning of that friends with benefits thing, they set like a boundary list? Like here's a friends with benefits contract.
Staying over, no cuddling, no kissing, hanging out in the daytime.
There you go. No sharing deep emotional trauma. Right. No sharing any like.
No, but, sure.
Yeah.
But here's my thing now. Like, then I might as well just masturbate. Like my vibrator does that. So why am I seeing a man? Like my vibrator. Yeah.
He doesn't fuck you. I don't know. It just
does it, and then it's done. Then I go to sleep.
It feels better. I don't know. No.
Sometimes. But not so much that I like want to deal with like. Right, like figuring things out with the whole person.
Yeah.
Which is why, I'm just on my masturbation grind, you know? I'm a big
masturbation grind.
I'm just a grind
for masturbation.
I'm just pro masturbation. Now, like, you get horny, masturbate. Don't text that guy, masturbate. You know? Yeah, like that. Like that was the answer
to everything
for a while.
Masturbate.
Yeah, until John came.
Damn. Having a hard day, masturbate.
Yeah.
Sleepy, masturbate.
Yeah, I literally made a tweet like exactly like that went viral. Like feeling sad, masturbate. Like feeling happy, masturbate. Like can't focus, masturbate. Like, yeah, want to text him, masturbate. You know? It solves a good amount of your problems. Like when in doubt, yeah, like, you know, you're not sure how to make this decision, masturbate first. Then reply to them.
Yeah. But sometimes you masturbate, you nap, you wake up, masturbate again.
Okay, well,
you know,
well, you can't be masturbating that much. You gotta balance to it. When I was in Asia in December, right, and I got my wisdom teeth out, and I had like a mini foot surgery, so I couldn't walk for a week, and I couldn't like eat, I couldn't do anything. I was just in bed for a week.
Yeah,
that's all I did that 1 week, like back to back. Like
you going all day. We going three.
It was like
we going.
Three to five.
We going.
Oh no! Okay, I thought you meant how many times. No. I brought my like favorite toy with me. And it was just me. It was just me and her all day.
The flower or the Lilo?
It was.
Or the love honey.
You know, no free promos.
Okay.
But it was the one. It was one of those that like go in.
Or is it the magic one? Oh no.
It like goes inside.
Okay, okay.
And it vibrates too.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's usually with the weapon. Usually it's with her.
I guess so.
Or do you ever just go with the old fashioned?
Sometimes. Yeah. Depends on the mood. I feel like I usually have energy after I masturbate.
That's the difference between guys and girls.
This is funny. Sometimes I masturbate like right before I need to leave for something. Like I got a dinner at 6. It's like 5:40.
You masturbate for something?
No. Like I have time, right? And I'm like, I might as well. And sometimes I'm like horny and I'm like, well, I don't want to go out horny. So I take care of it now. Then I go out. But then I start being in a time crunch because sometimes it takes a little longer than you want, right? And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to like be late to this dinner. I got to
go fast.
But I've been like five.
Ramp the settings up.
I've been like 5 minutes late to like stuff before because I was masturbating. What's happening to you?
Like late to this?
No, like
you're pretty late today. What was going on with those fingers? All right, it was masturbating. Noted. Likewise, I also I too masturbated.
I'm usually on time. Is all I'll say.
Yeah, I didn't like the. You know, I had a whole porn era on my YouTube channel and. Sometimes I didn't like that because I started following a lot of porn stars and they would just kick off my little meat beating sesh. And I'm just like, oh man, maybe I should mute some of y'all.
You know, I feel you. I mean, I talked about this, but I tried doing a no porn month.
Yeah.
And it was, I think I liked it. I think it was nice. Yeah. And I think maybe I should go back to it. Maybe I should. Do you want to do a no porn month?
Okay. Hey,
I'll hold you to it.
That's yeah.
If you do, maybe we could. If you do, I mean, yeah.
Or
if you
we
do,
can.
You owe or me we, like $10.
Or we don't need to.
No, but it.
It's good. It's good.
I just remember feeling more refreshed. Like I was thinking about it less. I'm like more productive. Yeah. You know. I wonder if I should do just a no masturbation month. I mean now, right? Because now that I have a partner, like, why do I need to masturbate? Right?
How about just a no nut month?
No. Well, no, we gotta have sex. I'm having sex. Nope. No.
Would you rather give up sex for a month or watch your parents fuck?
Give up sex for a month or watch my parents fuck? I'm giving up sex. I don't like this question. You answer it.
I'll give up sex. Depends on who I'm having sex with. There's some partners where I'm like, yeah, I could probably give you up. I'd probably rather give you up, to be honest.
See, yeah, I just feel like it's a tough time. I'm in the start of a relationship. All we want to do is fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's tough.
I don't know. I might get, I just, I don't want that memory in my head forever.
Right.
Yeah, I might give up. Okay.
Oh.
Here's another question. How much money, like, would it take for you to give up sex for a year?
For a year?
A month and a year.
Okay, see that question becomes a little tougher if it's like, you know, the most attractive girl that I've ever, that is, I like, my fuck buddy is like the most attractive girl I've ever been with, and we have amazing sex, then probably like 100,000
for the month,
for like the year.
For the year? Wow, that's less than I would do it for. Like, for the year, you'd have to pay me like,
or not someone to pay you. You just like lose 100K from your account.
Okay, that's different. That's different. That's different. I would give up sex. I would give up sex. No, I don't want to be homeless. The fuck? I'm giving up sex.
Okay.
But if you want to pay me, right? I don't lose money. But yeah. Like, you'd have to pay me like $1 million for me to give up sex for a year.
Really?
Yeah, because
a million.
But here's the thing: like, at that, if it's a year, this is like affecting our relationship now. This is gonna be like, it's gonna affect our intimacy and like, yeah, physical touch and all those things. And my relationship is just so important to me. And like, I don't know, 100 grand, like, I could make that in a year, right? Mm-hmm. So why would I?
Oh yeah.
Like, fuck up my life for that kind of money.
Fair. Damn.
All right, you could make it in a year. Why are you getting upset?
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Like, we could just work. You know, take on another job.
Yo, if someone actually like came up to you with like a briefcase of $1 million.
Done.
For you to break up with John.
Okay, no. There's no amount of money I'd break up with John for. Well,
really?
Can I get back with him?
Huh?
Or like, it's like done forever.
You would have to break up with him for like a month, no, like 3 months. You have to call him like, hey John, like, I don't want to be together with you anymore. And then he's like, why, what's going on, right? And now you have this money, right? And the only reason, the only way to keep this money is if you keep up this lie of not wanting to be with him for 3 months.
3 months seems easy, no?
Oh yeah, you think you could just, because you can't call him up tomorrow and be like, hey babe, guess what, I just won $1 million.
Right.
It was only for, you know.
It's interesting. Well, okay. Here's what I'm thinking in my head. It'd have to be like $1 billion. Like, that's like crazy money that I could never.
$1 billion.
I wouldn't do it for $1 million. I
really?
I would not jeopardize my relationship with John for like $1 million.
You know what it is? Maybe because you've seen millions. For like fan
so.
House.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? So the millions might not even be that much to you.
That's interesting. I don't know. To me, it's just like, what can $1 million do for me right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what will it change in my life? Like, because I feel like I'm pretty happy, right?
$5 million.
$5 million?
Million.
I mean, that's life-changing money, because then I can buy my family a house.
Boom.
But like, I'd rather be with, like, then this is, maybe this is crazy, but I'd rather be with John than like
the financial security for all your family and your future children and yourself. And
well, but it's not for like, see, here's the thing, but here, I guess the difference is I have belief that I can attain financial security given time. Like, give me like 3 years, right? And I can house us. So then it's almost like a question of time versus right. Like, I don't want to lose John forever.
Well, it's 3 months. You think you could get him back in 3 months?
But maybe, yeah, but maybe, what if he doesn't, what if he's just like, oh, you chose money over me and like, that's that.
Mm.
I don't know, maybe there's no amount of money.
$5 million is life-changing money, sir? Start gaslighting
maybe
him.
Maybe he'd understand.
Yeah, you should understand. You know how much $5 million means to me.
Oh. But what if he fucks other girls while we're broken up?
You're also $5 million, Richard.
I don't know.
Hold on. Is there like see with guys is you could like tease them with, oh yeah, what car do you want, bro? You know, but for you it's like, I want a family, I want John.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I just don't want anything that will impact our relationship. Like, what if we're broken up, he meets another girl, like, good. They have sex, they start dating.
Good.
Now
I mean, I'm not good.
$5 million?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not worth it.
No, this was a test.
I don't know. I don't think there's any amount of money I'd do it. Like $1 billion, I wouldn't do it for $1 billion either.
This is not John. Yeah.
No. Like if it was a situationship, like easy, but like I'm telling you, John's the love of my life. Like I'm not gonna.
Okay, good. You're not a gold digger. That's good. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the gold digger challenge. And thank God she passed, or else that's a question of friendship.
You have to clip it, send it to John. Hey, John. I did it, bro. Like, yeah, no, yeah,
your shorty's a gold digger. Yeah.
You know people that do that? People that like pay, like there are women that like pay hot women to like text their boyfriends, try to get them to cheat. I'm like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Would you ever
cheat?
Or no, would you ever pay a super hot woman to test John's loyalty?
No, I just believe he's loyal. If you don't trust your partner, why are you in a relationship? Like, if you need to go through hoops to, like, test them, why are you in a relationship?
Oh, but, you know, just to make sure it's secure, you know? Just ring the lock a little bit. Like, yeah, it is a secure relationship, right? Now, if nobody, you know, checks the lock, how do you know if it's a good lock?
I don't know. I feel secure. And I guess here's the thing is, like, I think John's an attractive guy, mm-hmm. and I think he has, like, I think there are women that are into him. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, because, well, it's true with me at least, like, guys are always, like, guys are sliding, even whether or not I'm in a relationship, right? They're trying to get with me, and my lock is secure.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, I feel like I don't even need to test him because he's like, there are people that want him, and he chose to be with me, and vice versa. Like, I chose to be with him. Right. So in being exclusive with each other, we've already, right, now, like, thrown away the key.
Now, what if one day John wants to have a side piece?
Well, why am I not enough?
Huh?
Why am I not enough? Why does he need a side
piece? Oh, no, babe. You're great, honey. You're everything that a man could ask for. Mm-hmm. But look at her. She's bad. Come on.
If it's Dua Lipa, okay. If it's anybody else, they're not that bad.
A random girl that might look like Dua Lipa.
No, so I'm better.
Huh?
I'm better.
No. You are better. But she's also her and different. And, you know, we've been together for so long.
We can have a threesome. That's what I would say.
Or
I'd be open. Like, I have to be involved. But it can't be. I don't know. Just feel like. Like, I know friends that are in, like, polyamorous relationships and, like, open relationships. No.
It's not a polyamorous relationship.
Like is it a one-time or is it, like...
It's not a polyamorous relationship. Is you guys are still together. Yeah. He has a side piece.
Well, that's an open relationship then.
No, because he's not giving her, you know, all the affection and all the attention.
Well, no, but open doesn't mean, like, you have multiple girlfriends. It can just mean, like, oh, yeah, you fuck other people.
Okay.
On the side.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I want to do it because I feel like, again, I just feel like it impacts like your intimacy and the way like, right? Like it's just like, I don't know. I just don't want to, like John and I have actually had this conversation. Like, would you ever want to be in an open relationship? He's actually very strictly monogamous. I actually feel like I'm a little open to it, more open to it than he is.
Oh, you don't want other bitches? What's wrong with you? Like, I want other bitches.
But like, but yeah, I think if you're all involved, then it can like, yeah, it can strengthen your relationship. But if it's like other stuff where like, yeah, like you're seeing other people on the side, you're like doing things that you should do with your partner, but with other people, then it makes you like, maybe it makes you value your partner less, you know? And I don't think I want to do that.
So it's what if it almost makes him value you more? Like, wow, my girl lets me have a side.
You
chick?
Maybe. And I think.
That's so cool.
And I think that works for some people. But let me ask you like, let's say, yeah, you're with somebody.
Uh-huh.
Like, have you ever been in an open relationship? Or like, have you ever been with someone you really liked and then you went to the side, fuck someone else? Like, did it make you like your person more? Or were you kind of like, nah, there's options?
Well, I think if all parties know of each other, if the main girl knows, if the main girl is like, yes, it's fine. You could, you know, you're right now, you're in this stage of your life where you could, right? Maybe in like 10 years, we have a fucking family and kids. Maybe, you know, we don't want to jeopardize that with fucking
explain to people. But right now, like, wow, you have a lot of options, sir. You know? And it'd be selfish of me to just, like, hold you to myself.
So you'd be okay with that? If we were dating and I'm like, this guy's really hot and I want to fuck him, you'd let me fuck him.
Well, see, here's the issue, right? Here's the issue is that it's so much easier for you to fuck him. And it's a lot harder for me to, like, you know, have a really, you know, pretty girl that's also down for me too.
But right? I don't understand, but that's your partner. Your partner is a pretty girl that's down for you. Okay, but let's say it's
a lot harder for guys to have like multiple girls than it is for you to have.
Fine, but let's say it's someone hard then. Let's say it's my it's a celebrity. It's like my celebrity crush.
Ooh, see that changes a little bit.
And so you'd let me.
And I get to have my five side pieces.
Sure, but I'm gonna be fucking him all the time. And I love him. Like, he makes great music. He's my favorite actor. Who? Fuck. Who is my favorite actor?
Nick Jonas. No.
Who's an actor you're jealous of?
I'm jealous. I'm not fucking. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. That is good. I do like Ryan Reynolds.
Fuck.
That man is sexy.
Deadpool. And he's funny.
He's funny. Oh, yeah. He make me laugh while we're fucking.
Damn it. Damn it. You know, I feel like there's a time in people's lives where it's like, you know, like how often is this going to happen?
Mm.
You know, how often am I going to be where I am?
Mm.
How often do you get to fuck Ryan Reynolds?
No, I get that. I get that. But why not? I don't know. Why not just be single?
Right.
Or I guess for me, like, listen, I get you. Because that was my exact thought process when John asked me out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shit, like, I'm in a really good time in my life right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, like, my musician crushes are in my DMs. Like, yeah. I have dates lined up. Yeah. Like, right? Like, I feel attractive. I feel popular. All these things. Yeah. I'm 25. I'm young.
Yeah.
And I knew John is someone I want to be with for a really long time. So once he cuffs me, I'm out for like either forever, we work out, or like it's at least like 2 years, you know?
Mm.
I'm like, that's a lot of time to give up. Wow. But I was like, listen, I would rather be with John than like ever fuck Ryan Reynolds. And I'm okay with that.
Mm.
Like, I'd rather lose fucking Ryan Reynolds than lose being with John.
Right.
So then it makes it easy to like, well, yeah, I don't care for the side pieces. And I don't care about anything, again, that would jeopardize the thing that's most important to me. But right, but you understand how that feels. Like, yeah, like, in your head, you have to do a whole, like, ugh. Like, sure, I'll let her fuck Ryan. But, like, imagine she comes back to you and you start, like, maybe your sex isn't as exciting. Like, maybe she seems...
Oh, no, that's not gonna happen.
Okay, but like, right, like, maybe there's just a doubt in your mind.
No, she's gonna come back. I'm a hater. I'm a hater for fucking... And then we are having hate sex. We are having... I am having retaliation sex. I am having revenge.
Right, but I'm saying, but what if that wasn't the case? What if his dick was bigger and it curves better? And yeah, and she thinks he's funnier and she comes back... And no, like, she's with you, she's texting him, like, and yeah, and you have this doubt in your mind, like, you're like, our sex is not as good, she's like moaning less, whatever it is, like, and then just impacts your relationship. Like, is it worth it for her to go fuck Ryan Reynolds once? Like, who cares, right?
Mm.
Like, for me, yeah, I just like, yeah, sure, it could be a one-time whatever, she comes back to you, but in the world where it isn't, that's not worth it.
Yeah, but then in my world, right, that's your little world, in my world, I have, you know, I'm meeting some girls from parties, from, you know, maybe I meet a girl on an e-date, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe I meet a girl on a shoot, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know, we're hitting it off. We're hitting off. Like, damn, wow, she likes me. She bad. Fuck.
But then you know, is it wrong to have all of these thoughts?
No.
Right? And then but it's almost like repressive almost. It's the same, not the same, but it's like I have a girl back home that I've been with for like 5 years now. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's just like, oh, but this girl that I met on the shoot is just, oh, it's such a breath of fresh air. Mm. Right? Mm. I don't want to lose my girl back home. Mm. Mm, I don't kind of want to fuck. I wonder what it's like to, and then sometimes maybe you go to the boys too. You're like, damn, just came back from the shoot. You know what I meant? The boys is hyping you up like, oh, damn, she bad, bro. Ah, sucks you in a relationship, though. Sucks you can't do nothing.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Shit. What do I do? Can't cheat. Oh. What'd you- can't cheat. Oh. I guess. I'm sorry. Okay. If only there was a world where I could have a side piece and still love my girl. That would be a nice world to have. Interesting. Or I just cross off all these options and mm-hmm. just go home to my girl that I've been seeing for the past 5 years. And why still love? Why still, you know, we're still doing cute little dates and we're like cooking with each other. But I've seen you for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. The same face I wake up to. Mm-hmm. In the back of my head, like, oh shit. You know what I mean now.
That's good. I mean, this is why people cheat. You know, literally. There we go. And then here's the thing. No, and I'm not condoning it though, because I'm saying, listen, I think like having thoughts, right, is like normal. Like that happens with everyone. Sometimes you're like, oh, that person's attractive. Like, oh, what if? Like you have small crushes. Like that's happened to me in relationships. Like in my last 2 year relationship, right? Yeah. Like there have been people I met where I'm like, oh, damn. Like the exact thought, I'm like, damn. Like I wonder what having sex with them would be like, right? Is they're so different than from my partner? Or like, uh-oh, you know.
Wait a second. My partner's out of town.
Shut the fuck up.
And this new guy just so happens to like, you know, I'm having a little kickback in my spot. We're having drinks. Uh-oh. He brought the Casamigos. Right. He brought the Casamigos. No, no, I'm three shots in. And he's put all his arms around me. Oh, shit.
No. But you know what I do? I go home because I have a boyfriend and then I masturbate. And I go to sleep. That's back. We're back to, listen, you have a decision to make, masturbate.
You have a hot guy next to you that you've been fantasizing about.
No,
I guess.
But here's the thing. Like those people that I had like small crushes on are fans. Like I don't know, and now they're just friends, and I'm over it. And
I think it's a little different. Like for a guy, if we have the opportunity to, we're a lot less emotional with our decision.
Sure.
We're a lot more instinctual. Like if a hot girl that we've been into is right there, shit, we might just do it.
Listen, maybe you should be in an open relationship and see how it works out.
No, hold on. This is all hypothetical. This is all, you know, I'm just playing the devil's advocate.
I don't know. Listen, if I was with a guy,
I would never.
And I thought he was the one, and it was super important for him to be open.
Yeah.
Like, I tried out. Like, if it was a deal breaker, it's like, if you want to be with me, then I want to be open. Like, and maybe there's a time limit, right? Like, not forever. Like, for a year, we're open, and then, you know, and then we're together. Like, sure, I'll try it out and see where it goes. But if I had a choice, I think I just prefer to be monogamous and have those doubts.
There's a little bit of open... Or is opening it up for just like one or maybe two people different than opening it up completely?
Oh, sure. I think there's plenty of different definitions for open. Like I told you, my last relationship, we did mini open, which was like you can make out with people, right? Because to me, that's like making out is not a big deal. I'm like making out is whatever, right?
Okay.
But I just don't want you fucking people.
But see, making out is also tough because if they're kissing a girl. Mm-hmm. she's probably sucked dick. So now he's kissing all the dicks that she might have sucked. So now he's coming home and kissing you? What? You just indirectly kissed a lot of dicks.
Yeah, well, I directly kiss a lot of dicks too. So like, what the fuck? Like, you think I care? What the
fuck? I'm kidding. I'm joking.
But see, I think maybe that's why my last relationship is why I think I prefer monogamy now. Because the one person my ex did kiss, they had a thing and then he ended up dating. And I'm like, you know what? Like, yeah, and we had a whole riff in our relationship. So maybe that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I wonder if you could just opening, if you could open the relationship just a tiny bit, or like,
right? Well, try and get back to me. Mm. Or maybe someone has tried it and they can say if it worked out.
I have side pieces that I just flirt with. Yeah, they're just my size that we just peck each other from time to time.
Well, that's you. You're my flirt side piece. Ah. I get on this podcast, I flirt with you, I come back to John.
I am being
a flirt with
them. Yeah, I have no benefits.
Whoa. You have a great co-host here.
Okay.
You have a great friend. I bought you a shirt today.
You did. This is so cute. No
benefits, your ass.
No, this is so cute.
Yeah, I'm gonna show this on. I wore this shirt on the podcast last time, and Jimmy was like, "That's a cool shirt. I want one." And guess what? I bought it for him so we can match. I'm a good friend.
So cute.
Look at us.
She's so cute.
Yeah, we should wear this for a pod sometime.
If only I washed One Piece. I gave One Piece a good like 4 episodes. They were on back in like for Saturday cartoons too.
Oh, cute.
And I was like, no, this is weird. Pirates? What the fuck? He looks goofy. But I gotta say, it doesn't matter because the shirt is fire.
No benefits. No benefits, my ass.
And then I pull in this. Oh. You indirectly will.
That would be great. You should know. You should fuck in that shirt and let me know.
Yeah.
Like, keep it on.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's your pirate king? Who's your pirate? Shit.
She says, "I want you in bed." You're like, "Yeah, I'm wanted."
Yeah. How that One Piece feel?
That's good.
Come on. Come on. Yeah. Oh shit, look at, I don't even watch the show. Nami is also bad.
Cheers. Oh fuck, man. Nami.
Nami's so bad.
10/10, no notes.
Titties go so crazy. Yeah.
Should I get titties?
Boop, what?
Should I get titties like that? What if I had Nami titties? I wonder how different life would be.
With?
If I had bigger tits. Like, what is...
Okay.
Do you think tits is... Do you think tits for women is almost, like, the equivalent of, like, height in a man?
No, I shouldn't even be, like... I should look at them, like, girl, let me see your titties. Like,
yeah, you're in such a...
Okay. Girl, what you got there? Double C?
No, it's like a small C.
It's a small C? Mm. Oh, that's, like, kind of, like, plump.
Yeah, I just never wear bras, so they just... Oh, wow. But when I wear a bra...
It'd be... Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, can I just say, it was just one time, I think it was at the cabin trip.
Yeah.
We were with UTI, and I think it was like when we all got into the hot tub, and then... Huh? Yeah, and then I saw you come in with the... I was like... She got that. Some knockers.
I appreciate that.
Thank yeah.
You. But anyways, to my question, tits on a woman, do you feel like, I mean, absolutely, I feel like women with bigger tits get sexualized way more all the time.
Yeah.
But like, I wonder if they also like get treated better.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
I buy them
drinks. Do you think, right? Like, pretty privilege, but it's like titty privilege. Do you think
that's titty privilege? Yeah. I buy them drinks. I get them into, I pay for the cover fee. I buy them tickets. I buy them ramen what? Later.
What is the ideal tit size?
I think there's no ideal. There's a perfect, maybe like bees for me personally.
Bees?
Wow. Yeah, and then they wear a bra and you see it like protrude just ever so slightly. Look, my preference does not stand for the preference of all guys out there, right? This is just what I like. Mm-hmm. So don't let what I say make you feel no. Yeah, I like them small and perky and then just grabbable.
No, I love,
and also my hands are small. So like,
right, do you just want them fit to
fit? Yeah, I want it fit in my hand specifically. Mm. Right? I want to get a good hold with my small hands. So bees are cool. Your titties might be a little big for me. Yeah.
See, I keep trying to like
titties. Yo, what's the difference between like what grants a person to say, oh, those are some tits versus those are some boobs?
I think I say boobs.
Yeah, what's the difference between
and
tits,
titties,
tits
but
and
not
boobs?
Tits.
I feel like tits are like she got like
massive tits.
Yeah. It's almost sagging a little bit.
I like boobs. Boobs huge. Is cute. Like nice boobs, you know?
Right. That sit well in like a bra. Mm-hmm. Those are nice. Mm. I think you got some boobs.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I keep trying to like, I mean, yeah, I think the preferences within guys is so interesting because like I have a friend that's like I want them to be pillows. Like I want to lay on them. I want them to be too big, you know, in my hands. But it's interesting. I always try to ask, huh?
Would you ever get a boob job? I don't think you need one, but have you ever thought about it?
I would get one if my partner wanted me to get one.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to be attractive for him. Like, if he wanted me to have bigger boobs, it depends, though. It depends. It has to be in the range that I'm also comfortable with, right?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to go get, like, double D's.
Sure.
And, like,
and you end
and
up with
like
scoliosis.
My back hurts because you... Right, but it's like, actually, well, I actually don't think I would go a lot bigger than what I have now.
Yeah.
Because I kind of do like them, I think.
Yeah, they fit well.
But yeah. I think I like being proportional.
But you have a thing like, because I feel like girls in LA talk about fake tits a lot. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, oh, I just got my boob job, my boob job. And then they put it on social media, they get a bunch of likes. Mm-hmm. Their followers start growing. I'm like, huh, it was worth it. It's an investment.
Yeah. Oh, I know so many. Like a lot of like only. I mean, I had no. This is fake. I had a boob job.
Oh, dead ass.
Yeah. I was saying I would get one again if my partner wanted. To
oh shit. Came. Oh, what's
but
it? Hello.
But, like, but this.
Hello.
But this was for me, right? This was like, I don't know. It's
was
like,
this?
During COVID, like 2020, okay. When I was like at home, had nothing to do, and yeah. I was just like.
For the record,
like,
nice tits.
Thank you. I used to have
money
A's.
Well spent.
I went from A's to small C's, but I was just like, yeah. All I wanted was to feel proportional.
Yeah.
I think I was just felt insecure for a long time because I used to like, I don't know, like I didn't even feel like a woman. Does that make sense? I feel like when you're so flat and you don't feel sexy ever, I think that's tough.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's like I feel like sometimes guys look at me and they like look at me like a man. Because I was so flat.
Before the boob job.
Yeah.
Do you notice a different glance from guys now? Or like after you got
the boob
job?
I don't think I do though. Because I think I kept them relatively small. It wasn't like, I didn't want to go out and like, boom, like tits in your face.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, usually it's like, and like, yeah, I usually wear shirts too where they're like not really there.
Yeah.
But I do like when I'm like.
Oh, when you get those in those hot tubs though.
Right. But I like when I'm going out or like there's an occasion and like, or like I put on a swimsuit and I feel sexy. Like that, that makes a big difference to me actually. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know a lot. I honestly like, especially in LA too, like I think appearance is so valued here, but I feel like almost every girl I know has had some kind of thing done with their boobs. And I think it's almost so normal now to like, it's almost like a haircut for women. It's like, oh
right,
yeah,
right,
I just, I want it to look different, and I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah.
I should get a dick extension.
I mean, would you if you could?
Doesn't need an extension. For the record, it does not.
Right, but like, what if
need one?
What if you could change your height? Because I've seen guys get like knee extension surgeries, and they go from like 5'8" to like 6".
Mm.
That's crazy.
Nah, I think I actually okay. Maybe because I'm like 5'11", and that kind of.
You're 5'11"?
What?
I don't know. I didn't know.
What'd you think I was?
Actually, I feel like I never noticed people's height because everyone's just taller than me.
Yeah.
But you're tall. You're a good height.
I'm a good height.
Yeah, you've got the good height, good dick. Like you're good.
I don't need
you're
any doing extensions. It. You're
I have a question for you. I know I asked you this already. Okay, hear me out. Would you rather be 5 feet tall or have a micro penis?
What's a micro penis?
It's like 1 inch. Wow. Hard.
Yeah. I would rather have the micro. I take the micro penis any day. Cause I'm five or first of all, the micro penis, nobody's gonna know about this. If I'm 5 foot, everybody is looking at
right.
this little man that I am. And I'm just living life as a 5 footer. I can't reach for I got it. What if I want the cereal on the top of the aisle?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Can you get that for me? You know? They pull up with a ladder. Here you go, little man. You know how demasculating that is?
That
but
sucks.
But then the micro penis, it's only when right. I get into the bedroom with the lady.
Right.
And then even then she's like, I could just suck on it. Right?
Like a little ring pop.
Yeah, let's just okay. Yeah. You know? Yeah. With my little ring pop.
I guess there are more things you can do. You could like use toys on right. her, use your fingers.
We do a 69 every time. Mm. That's our standard position.
But what if she like you can't get a girl, like she sees it, she just laughs. You know, you take off and she laughs and she leaves.
She laughs? She's not the right girl for me.
I like that. You know, you I laughing? Like that attitude.
You laughing when, like when you see a micro penis?
I think I would just be
be like, what's going on? What?
Yeah, I'd just be, maybe I'd be a little like confused. I'd be like, oh, this is
new. Yeah. you might be almost a little like intrigued. Like, yeah, but how does that work, but listen, sir?
But to your point, if I really like a guy and uh-huh. I think he's a great person,
right.
I would figure out how to make it work.
Right.
I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna be honest. I've never seen something like this before.
Right.
What do you usually do with it? What do you like?
Surely that don't go inside.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Is that just supposed to like sword fight with my?
Yeah,
clit,
and we'll or talk like, about it. Like right, like yeah. Can you use this toy on me? Because right.
I think standard. We're not doing mission. We're doing 69.
I agree. But I agree with you. I think it really sucks. I hate how much men get shamed for like height and dick size when it's like out of their control.
Right.
And it like doesn't make them like a bad person. It's not like you're like, right? Yeah. Like you can't do other things.
The height thing sucks. The height sucks.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. It's like if you're 5'6", you're just like erased. Like people don't look at you.
Hold on,
I think that sucks.
I think 5'6", is workable. But I know there's like short kings out there that's 5'2", 5'3", that don't even get looked at.
That sucks.
Yeah. Because they're just not even in the peripheral.
Right, and it's just not fair because
they like
I'm,
right there.
No, because I'm like 5 feet, right? And like imagine like my life would just suck if I were a guy, but because I'm a girl, it's like I'm fine.
They gotta
just
find girls like you.
That's just unfair.
Would you date a guy that's 5'2", 5'3"?
As long as he's taller than me, yeah.
Okay. That's damn near everybody.
Yeah. That's why it'd be tough. If you were shorter than 5, that's tough because now you're like legally a midget.
Right.
And like you probably look like you're in middle school.
Yeah.
But 5 anything, like that's a normal person.
Damn, what if he's like 5'1 with a full beard? Just
well, that's different. Well, I don't like
tattoos.
I don't like facial hair, but that's like,
you know, got a fucking motorcycle jacket.
But again, we're talking about like if he's perfect in like every other way, right? And like height, like fuck that.
Okay.
You know? If you're 6 feet,
uh-huh.
but 0 inch dick, how many inches of your height would you put towards your dick?
I'll put like 2. 3. I'll probably do 3.
Okay.
Yeah. I do three. That leaves me what 5'9". Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm 5'9" with a 3-inch dick. Mm. Oh yeah, I could go 4. Mm. I think I should go 4. Yeah, I think 5'8" is like I'm still I think above average. Mm-hmm. I didn't need to do 5'9" with 3 inches.
Right.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go 5'8", 4 inches.
It's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. My exes were like that. So.
What
5'8"? No, 5'8" and 4.
5'8", 4 inches. Mm. There you go. 5'5" with like 8. Nah, I wouldn't.
That's too big. 8 inches. That's too big.
Or would I be 6'2" with an inverted penis?
That's just a vagina at that point.
Sir.
Hey, yeah, I mean, you can still get girls.
They're right? Because at that point, I might get a lot more girls being 6'2" until it comes time to... That's not... Yeah. Hold on, shorty. Let me just get it.
How?
Let me just get it out. Yeah.
Do you feel like you have an ideal height
for women?
Like for yourself and for women too?
Nah, I ideally I would like to be 6'1". I think 6'1" is, you know, I'm over the 6 feet cusp.
That's interesting.
And it just feels taller than all the people, all the 5'9" people, all the 5'11" people that claim that they're 6 foot.
That's interesting.
I'm like a league above them.
I don't know.
6'1".
I've always been like 6 feet, like over 6 feet to me was like too tall. Cause I'm 5, right? So yeah. If you're over a whole 12 inches, a whole foot, then me, like, what am I doing? I'm like here. Like, can we even kiss?
Yeah.
That's what I thought for the longest time.
And you know, the taller you get, the less personality you have. So
there are a lot of guys like that. There are a lot of guys that like, oh, they're over 6 feet and they feel like they're done. They don't need to improve themselves. Right, they don't need to do anything. No personalities. Hate guys like that.
Yeah. Well, that concludes today's episode of the podcast. Thank you, Rosie, for...
I didn't look at this.
Yes. That's all right. Cute. And yeah, please go ahead and listen to this episode on Spotify first. And before it drops on YouTube, and make sure you drop a like on the video and then leave any comments, questions, or concerns in right down below.
Yeah.
And we'll get to your questions next time. Yeah.
And I'm curious. I'm really curious. If you've ever tried to be open before, right? And like have side pieces, or how did that work? I'm really curious.
Yeah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.